Hey, it's Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie at CatholicFoodie.com, and I am cooking a marinara. It is, oh goodness, it's Monday evening. I think today's the 20th. I could be wrong on that. It may be the 21st. I can't remember. And I'm a teacher. Can you believe that? Anyway, I've been at work either at St. Paul's teaching today or at St. Peter's working on confirmation stuff. Pretty much all day. I'm finally coming home, and I'm starting to cook. I started about 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, making a marinara. We're having fettuccine with a marinara tonight, also a salad, something similar to, but not exactly like a sensation salad. Matter of fact, if you don't know what those things are, you can go over to CatholicFoodie.com and check out the recipes. And I've got both the marinara sauce that I make and the sensation salad there online. Now, I wanted you to know, or I want you to know, that yesterday I recorded episode 38 of The Catholic Foodie, and it's all about coffee. And I love coffee, and matter of fact, I'm going to walk over here to my coffee, what do you call this thing? It's not a drawer, a cabinet, coffee cabinet. I've got my coffee in here. I've got my coffee mugs in here. Coffee pots right here. I love coffee. I have two cups every morning. And they're big cups, but they're two cups. Coffee and chicory. Anyway, I think episode 38 will be very interesting for you. Very entertaining. I've already gotten a number of comments back that it was a good episode. So I'm very happy about that. And you know what? I started to read again. The book, God Help Me, How to Grow in Prayer, by Jim Beckman. I started to look over that again just the other day, about a week ago. And I have read some stuff in there that has just knocked my socks off. It's unbelievable. You may remember that a few months back, I talked about that book on the Catholic Foodie. I also posted a couple of videos of me talking about God Help Me, How to Grow in Prayer. And I was so impressed with the book. The stuff that I've just read this past week is, oh my goodness, I don't even know how to say it. I mean, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. So I want to share that with you. And in the next couple of days, I do plan on either doing a new video about the stuff that I just read, or an audio boo, or talking about it on the show. I do plan on bringing this up again on the show. Even though next episode, episode 39, may even take place this week, during the week. I'm thinking about doing a follow-up to the coffee episode and kind of finish it out. It was so long. This was the longest episode I think I've done. It was an hour and 4 minutes. It was just so long. But I had so much feedback. It was unbelievable. And then the interview, which was wonderful, was actually about 20 minutes long. So with all that combined, I had 20 minutes or so of feedback, 20 minutes interview, and then 20 minutes of me saying hi and bye, basically. It was an hour and 4 minutes. So what I thought about is maybe finishing up the whole topic of coffee on Thursday night, maybe, perhaps, I don't know yet, but doing something like that and then starting afresh on Sunday with a new topic. I'm not definite on that yet. I haven't decided on that yet, but it's a possibility. I will let you know. I will put that word out via Facebook and Plurk and Twitter and also on Audio Boo. Anyway, it was great to have all that feedback. It was so awesome to hear from people and to get their thoughts on coffee. It was a wonderful thing. So anyway, I'm cooking right now, and I've got some marinara simmering here on the stove, which demands my attention, by the way. Excuse me, I just breathed in some of the smoke from the marinara. And I also have to make a salad dressing, so I'm going to tell you goodbye for now. But you have a wonderful night, and I can't wait to talk to you again. And until then, bon appetit.